I think, you know, people are interested in why I hold those views, so it would have been very funny indeed if I'd written an autobiography without explaining them. So, indeed, every big controversy that I was involved in, I have tried to cover in the autobiography. One of the big problems, and this will apply to anybody writing an autobiography, is what to put in and what to leave out. Mm. Because if you're not going to write, you know, a 1,000-volume a tome, what are you going to actually eliminate? And that is, that's a much tougher challenge, because when you start to write, you're obviously writing about things that matter to you, because that's why you write about them. But you then do have to ask the secondary question, what are other people going to want to know?
Were you surprised when television started enticing you, and particularly onto the hot seat of Have I Got News For You, against all those rubbled boys, you know, who think they know what they're talking about and think they know they can undercut a politician or two?
Well, for years I'd always said no to Have I Got News For You. They always wanted me on the panel, and I'd always said no, because I've watched it occasionally, and I've never yet seen a guest beat the regulars. I mean, Merton and Hislop have got the fastest wit in all showbiz. Yeah. And I thought, no, you know, I shall be quite hopeless. I'm just not good enough to do it. And then it was William Hague, actually, who said to me, well, if ever they ask you to take the chair, take it, because you're much more in control, and you can do a bit of your own scripting and introduce some of your own jokes. So when I was invited to take the chair, I did, and the first time, certainly, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Were you surprised when they laughed at your jokes?
Of course I was. I was surprised that the first time went as well as it didn't. It really went very well. The second time didn't, but the first time really went well. And yes, of course, I was surprised.